So the one thing I always love about having Commissioner Bergosh on is that he always comes. He's like a DJ. He comes with his music requests, and it's always songs that I have never heard of. And this one, I kind of like this one. This is Black Eyes Blue by Corey Taylor. So well done, Commissioner. Sometimes your metal is
a little bit
much for me, but it's okay. You know, it's okay. I don't hate it. Just a little bit much for me. Good to have you back on the show. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Andrew. You know, Corey Taylor actually is the lead singer for Slipknot as well. And he also does solo and Stone Sour. So he covers a lot of different genres, but an amazing musician.
Well, I can hear the voice lending itself to a certain genre in what I just heard for 10 seconds. So I appreciate that. Commissioner Bergosh is commissioner for Escambia County District 1. That is Beulah, the west side of Escambia County, sort of below, not exactly, but below I-10 roughly. So I just wanted to have you on to talk a little bit about what's going on in your district. As we know, power is back on to almost everybody. I think it's been an amazingly fast restoration of basic services and infrastructure, even though people are dying without some of the internet access. What's going on in Beulah and in District 1?
Well, you know, we had a couple of days without power for the most part. We had several areas of Beulah and Bellevue and West Pensacola in my district that had an extended period of time without power. But for the most part, like you said, you know, I really think all things considered, you know, everyone's been pulling from the same side of the rope and really been able to get a lot done. And I really, you know, want to give a shout out before we talk about anything else to the staff members of the county who have really been working 24/7, you know, every day of the week. I mean, Sunday, Saturday, I'm calling them, getting Facebook messages. I'm sending them, you know, and they're running around. They're getting things done, getting roads open, getting trees out of the way of roads. So I really can't say enough about the staff. They take a lot of criticism. They get beat up a lot, but they do a great, great service to the community. And they're out there right now working. They're working whenever other people are sleeping. They're out there working. And so I just have a shout out to them.
Yeah, my concern about the staff is, you know, this is one of those cases where effective management is telling people to go home. You know, and making sure that they get fed, making sure that they get sleep, making sure that they stay healthy. That's everybody at the EOC to everywhere else. Just, you know, you got to manage that human resource, you know, for the little bit long term and make sure you don't burn them out in the short term. So
absolutely. And I want to especially give a shout out to my peer, my counterpart on the board, you know, Commissioner Bender. He is he's really taken the leadership position in the whole thing. So I really, and I know his district took a pretty hard hit, but I just appreciate the way he's gone about it. And I just want to make sure that I publicly acknowledge his hard work. And of course, Janice Gilley has been out there at the tip of the spear every single day. If I could name them all, I would. It's kind of like an Academy Award thing. You know, you don't want to leave someone out, but I have to give credit where credit's due. And I do appreciate the leadership of Commissioner Bender and Janice Gilley here in this recovery.
In your district, did you see any, you know, like road damage? I know Beulah Road was closed for a while. That one kind of caught me by surprise because of trees being down. Was the road surface itself, I presume, is okay since the road's back open?
It is, but we do have some damage. We took some damage. We had some pre-existing damage. We had some crowning, and we had some dips on the sides there. It is a state road now, so we're going to really start pushing hard to get that done. But so far as I can tell, I've driven it. It was blocked out. There was some utility work being done. There was a lot of trees down, but it's back up and running. Folks were just going further up Mobile Highway using Rebel Road. That's what I was doing. You know, out in that area, a lot of trees down, Andrew. I mean, just a ton of debris, a lot of trees. But I also have to point out, you know, I'm trying to be positive. I'm the glass half full guy. And neighbors have helped neighbors out here like you would not believe.
Yeah.
Online, hey, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? You know, there's always going to be that small vocal minority of pessimistic people that complain. But, I mean, you've got the Salvation Army out at the Equestrian Center giving out hot meals. I cannot tell you how appreciative the citizens have been. You know, the shout out to the Salvation Army, to the Florida Baptist Disaster Relief, you know, the Crisis Cleanup. You know, these are all faith-based organizations that come out and help. And I think folks need to really recognize how fortunate we are that we have these faith-based organizations that come out and help after these disasters.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it's one of the things that I always tell people when they ask me, what do I love about Pensacola? And, you know, there's like that first level of things you love, you know, the Blue Angels, and you love the beach, and you love downtown and the museum, when we can get back to it. But then what I really learned about this area is it's the people and the charitable giving and the organizations. I've never lived anywhere that has this kind of, hey, let's fix it. Let's get it done. Let's help. Do everything that we can to help each other out. And as you say, the religious organizations really do lead that charge every way there is.
They do. They certainly do. Now, Andrew, if I might, we need help from your listeners. We need help. We have got to get this major disaster declaration from the president. And so I would just reiterate to all the listeners, now that the power is up, please email our Congressman Matt Gaetz, email our senators Rick Scott, Marco Rubio, and just tell them we need this. There's a large pool of money that we are not able to tap into until we get this. Now, we're not going to stop. We're going to go out there and we're going to clean the debris. We've got the trucks lined up. We've got three contractors queued up. We're going to get the job done. But, you know, we're actually taking a leap of faith here, and a lot of people don't realize that. We're going to get it cleaned up. It's millions and millions and tens of millions of dollars to do it.
Yeah.
But if we don't get that major disaster declaration, we're eating it. The state's not going to backstop us. And we won't get the money from FEMA. Now, are we all confident we will get it? Yes, we are. Do we got to do the job one way or another? Yes, we will. But we need your help. We need your listeners' help. We have got to lean. We have really all got to get on the same sheet of music, and we've got to tell these guys, we need this now. It needs to happen. So go to the internet, send an email, call their offices. We need the major disaster declaration so that we can be reimbursed from FEMA. We're taxpayers. We pay in. We deserve the same consideration other locations are getting in the wake of these disasters.
You know, it's interesting because obviously you and Commissioner Underhill do not often see eye to eye, but on this exact thing, we just had him on earlier this morning. You could quote from each other. It's exactly the same. That, you know, it is ridiculous that it has been this long. It needs to be immediately done. We all expect it to be done. And exactly the request to email our congressmen and also our state, our U.S. senators to make sure that that message gets conveyed to the White House, which again, we all expect to have happen, but for people don't realize, if we lay out, let's say I'm just making up a number, but if we lay out, you know, $20 or $30 million, it's a vast difference between the county paying that and FEMA coming back in and reimbursing us 75% and the state reimbursing us 12 and a quarter. So it's only a couple million dollars versus 20 or 30, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I mean, it's of critical, vital importance that everyone get engaged in this. We've got to make it happen. And I do believe it will happen. I mean, President Trump has a lot on his plate right now, we all know. And I'm certain that once, you know, this is put in front of him to sign, I'm certain he will do it. But we've got to make it happen, because starting tomorrow, we're going to start picking up this debris one way or another.
Right.
And, you know, it's a nerve-wracking, gut-wrenching feeling. You know, we're going to approve this budget. You know, $30 or $40 million to pick up this debris is not in there. It's not in there. So this will come out of hide. So it's very, very important, very precarious position that we're in. And this is part of the difficulty of this job. You got to make these calls. God bless Janet Gilley, you know, for having the moxie to get out there and get ahead of this.
Yeah.
And I give her a lot of credit. You know, there's a lot of people that beat her up unfairly. I think she's done a very, very good job here. You know, this storm took a lot of folks by surprise, caught a lot of people flat-footed. But the way that the team has coalesced, the way they've been given the regular briefings, you go, and I would encourage any citizen, now that the internet is back up in most locations and power, go to myskba.com, scroll down and hit Hurricane Sally News Center. You will find all the resources, all the phone numbers, all the latest information. It's right there at your fingertips.
Yeah,
and of course, you know.
Go ahead. Actually,
no, I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, folks, you know, that may not necessarily have a home computer or a laptop, you know, just use your smartphone, you can get it that way as well. And we know, you know, just about everyone has some capability to access that. But I would say myskba.com and then hit the Hurricane Sally News Center. You will get all the information that you need, and a lot of helpful information.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely. And I mean, you know, you mentioned it, but people may not realize that we have put out, Janice Gilley has put out the contract for those three haulers to come in and clear debris. And you have to be ready to pay that money right now for the, as you say, $30 to $40 million that those contracts are going to be, hoping to get money back to reimburse it. I think we all now know where the found money from the Halliburton Transocean $8 million is going to wind up going.
Oh my gosh, isn't that sad? You know,
we think, you know, just when you think you're so far ahead, and then bam, you know,
flying high in April, shot down in May, man. You know, you get $8 or $9 million, and you're like, wow, look at all these roads I can fix and this drainage I can do. And then before you know it, you got something like this that's going to eat right into it. So, you know, it's true. There's never enough money in government to do the things that we need to do. But this year, you know, we have to act. And there's, you know, and I don't think there's a citizen among us who would question us for doing
right.
it. We have
no,
to.
No, it's absolutely.
It becomes a major health hazard if we don't. And it's just got to happen so we get life back to normal. So, but that's why we need your help. We need your listeners' help. We need everyone to really get on the phones and start making noise about this. This has to happen. That's probably the most important thing we need to do today. Obviously, we got to get those barges picked up.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started on the barges. Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, he is the commissioner for District 1, the western portion of Escambia County. Commissioner, thanks for the time this morning. As always, thank you for what you do. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew. Have a great day.